Speaking to a crowd of cheering supporters Saturday, Thai Prime Minister Samak Sundarawai vowed to resist calls by anti-government protesters for him to resign, saying he would stand up to the threats. Mr. Samak also met with the country's monarch, King Bhumibol Adulyadej, briefing the king on the 5 days of anti-government protests that have pushed the country into a fresh political crisis. Representatives from the seven-month-old six-party coalition government on Saturday gave their backing to Mr. Samak's leadership while calling for a special parliamentary session to debate possible solutions to the crisis. The anti-government protests led by the People's Alliance for Democracy are calling for the entire cabinet of Mr. Samak to resign. The protesters accused Mr. Samak of being too close to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a 2006 coup and is accused of corruption. On Friday, Thai police tried to force demonstrators from the government administration compound. Brief scuffles occurred before the police pulled back. Palatan Wattaniagorn, a political scientist from Chulalongkorn University, says the Prime Minister has yet to address the issues raised by the protesters, especially concerns over the influence of Mr. Thaksin.
This is, of course, a political crisis. On top of the battles, the political demands have not been met or answered yet by the administration, especially from the Prime Minister. So even though they can disperse and arrest some of the protesters, many people expect the protesters will regroup, not only in Bangkok and in various places.
Thailand's national rail system was locked up Saturday after national train services were disrupted for a second day, after rail workers failed to turn up for work. This followed moves by state enterprise unions to support the PAD. Sunay Pasuk, a Thailand representative for the US-based Human Rights Watch, says moves by state enterprise unions to lend support to the PAD will deepen the crisis.
A political crisis like this will not end with one crackdown or one raid. There will be aftermath, a long-standing confrontation between the two sides, now that at least state enterprise unions are going to join the PAD as well.
Mr. Samak has accused the anti-government protesters of seeking to trigger a military coup against his government. On Friday, he met with senior military officials, but the military has said it does not have a plan to stage a coup. The last military coup in 2006 led to the ouster of former Prime Minister Thaksin. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.